With a cheerful smile, the volunteer handed Klaus the long list of patients and took the heart-shaped balloon out of his hands as the bearded man began the next verse of the song. We sing to men with measles and to women with flu, and if you breathe in deadly germs, we'll probably sing to you. With his face exposed, Klaus had to duck down behind Sunny's balloon to look at the list of the hospital's patients. There are hundreds of people on this list, he said to his sister, and it's organized by ward, not by name. We can't read it all here in the hallway, particularly when we both have to hide behind one balloon.
Damajat,
Sunny said, pointing down the hall. By Damajat, she meant something along the lines of, let's hide in that supply closet over there. And sure enough, there was a door marked Supply Closet at the end of the hallway, past two doctors who had paused to chat beside one of the confusing maps. While the members of VFD started in on the chorus of their song as they walked toward Emma Bovary's room, Klaus and Sunny separated themselves from the volunteers and walked carefully toward the closet, holding the balloon in front of both their faces as best they could. Luckily, the two doctors were too busy talking about a sporting event they had watched on television to notice two accused murderers sneaking down the hallway of their hospital, and by the time the volunteers were singing, Cha-la-la, fiddle-dee-dee, hope you get well soon. Ho-ho-ho, hee-hee-hee, have a heart-shaped balloon. Klaus and Sunny were inside the closet. Like a church bell, a coffin, and a vat of melted chocolate, a supply closet is rarely a comfortable place to hide, and this supply closet was no exception. When they shut the door of the closet behind them, the two younger Baudelaires found themselves in a small, cramped room, lit only by one flickering light bulb hanging from the ceiling. On one wall was a row of white medical coats hanging from hooks, and on the opposite wall was a rusty sink where one could wash one's hands before examining a patient. The rest of the closet was full of huge cans of alphabet soup for patients' lunches, and small boxes of rubber bands, which the children could not imagine came in very handy in a hospital. Well, Klaus said, it's not comfortable, but at least nobody will find us in here.
Pesh,
Sunny said, which meant something like, at least until somebody needs rubber bands, alphabet soup, white medical coats, or clean hands. Well, let's keep one eye on the door to see if anyone comes in, Klaus said, but let's keep the other eye on this list. It's very long, but now that we have a few moments to look it over, we should be able to spot Violet's name.
Right,
Sunny said,